The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the great darkness, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Father, thou hast said to us, I am the Lord. We thank thee that thou hast also given it to us to say to thee, thou art the Lord. Thou art the Lord indeed. We bow down before thee, and we worship thee, and we magnify thy holy name. We give thee thanks that thou hast made thyself known to us as our Heavenly Father. And we thank thee that by the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, thou hast given to us a portion of thy grace and a place in thy kingdom and a part in thy great purpose. Grant unto us now at this hour the ministry of thy Holy Spirit, that our fellowship one with another may be the fellowship of thy Spirit, and that our worship toward thee may be as acceptable in thy sight. Behold, O Lord, we are in thy house. We wait for thee. Come to us, we pray thee, in blessing, in mercy, in forgiveness, in thine own self. And this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us also to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hear the word of God from the Gospel according to St. Mark in the 8th chapter, beginning to read at verse 27. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, other, one of the prophets? And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and saith unto him, Thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. So endeth the lesson. One day, Jesus went far away from his home and his country and his capital, 100 miles or so from Jerusalem. And at the point where he was furthest away from where he lived, he suddenly asked them, What are those guys in the marketplace saying about me? And they said, Well, some say that you are John the Baptist, and some say that you are Elijah, and some say that you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets. You see, the people had heard him preaching repentance and said, Isn't he like John the Baptist? And on another occasion, they had heard him denounce the Pharisees, and they said, Isn't he like Elijah? And on another occasion, they had seen him with the widow and with the orphan and with the little children, and they said, Isn't he like Jeremiah? One of the prophets. That's the ordinary, that is the usual, that is the educated, that is the sophisticated estimate of Jesus Christ. It is the answer with which it is possible to dismiss Jesus Christ. In this occasion at Caesarea Philippi, there are two questions. But have you noticed that there are three answers? Two questions. Three answers. You've heard the first question. You've heard the first answer. Half a minute later, half an hour later, half a morning later, half a day later, I wonder when it was. Nearly always the New Testament telescopes time. We like to think of it coming at once. The probing, piercing, vital question. But whom do you say that I am? And it was Peter who answered and said to him in a flash, Thou art the Christ. There are many prophets, there is one Messiah. There are many people who have the Word of God. There is only one who embodies the Word. There are many who bring the revelation of God to us, but there is only one who is himself the Word. And so, as Matthew tells us that Jesus said, in this answer, Peter passed from human knowledge to supernatural grace, and from human intuition to divine sight, from human understanding to divine fellowship. A crossing into the beyond, which not everybody can make. Perhaps to which not all of us are called. But the second answer takes us into supernatural grace. The second question, the second answer. Already, we are beyond ourselves. But there is a third answer. There may even be a third question. But it is unspoken. It is silent. But it is there. Now, on one of the very few occasions in the Gospel when a time link is made, we are told, and after 6 days. So it was the intention of the sacred writers to link the transfiguration to Caesarea Philippi. Whether it was because of the 6 days in the 24th chapter of the book of Exodus, or whether it was just happened to be 6 days, it was 6 days. And you see, Jesus has asked for the opinion of the marketplace, the opinion of the man in the street, as we say. And then he's pressed into the intimate circle of his own disciples to ask for the estimate, opinion, judgment of the potential church. Whom else can he ask for an opinion? Father, thou hast heard what they say of me in the marketplace. Father, thou hast just revealed unto this Peter of mine that I am the Christ. Father, who am I? Whom dost thou say that I am? And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. And so, thanks be to God for this tiny little passage in Scripture, with its trinity of testimony to our Lord, the opinion of the man in the street, the revealed evaluation of the first of the apostles, the final estimate of the only person who can say, "This is my son," for only a father or a mother can say, "This is my son." Can we ask anybody else? We've asked the man in the street. We have asked the apostles representing the church. We have asked the Father. Is there anybody else? Master, Master, Jesus, Lord, Son of God, Savior, who are you? Who are you? Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in spirit. Behold the inside of Jesus Christ. The outside, prophet, Messiah, Son of God. The inside, I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us pray. Our Father, we give thee thanks for the company that we keep, for the fellowship of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach us to whom we belong, with whom we walk, and how we are to behave, and the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, be with each one of us, and with all our loved ones in this great land, and indeed across the ocean, and with the whole company of God's people throughout the world, today and forever, world without end.